8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM. Cinco de Mayo's coming up, and there's an enormous festival that goes on here in the Omaha area. Marcus Mora is the festival coordinator, and he joins me live in the studios. Thanks, Marcus, for coming in today.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, amigo. Buenos dias. Boy, you're in the home stretch now.
We're almost there.
That's right. So the festival, it's not just a single day. I mean, it really starts on Thursday and continues through the entire weekend. Can you kind of take us through an overview of what one can expect?
Sure. You know, we work on Cinco de Mayo all year long. You know, it's a huge, huge event, and you know, we just actually got done at the with our Miss semifinals, and that starts actually in December. You know, we're working on that for about a half a year. But yeah, Thursday we're doing our Noche de Charro concert. That'll be on Thursday at Ralston Arena at 6:30. And people can get tickets, you know, go to our website or go there. And that's just a wonderful concert of some of the best mariachis in Omaha, if you really like a mariachi sound.
Well, you and I were just talking here about how some of that great mariachi band you've got coming in, you had them do some workshops with some of these folks, too. So it's kind of a neat deal to share the songs and the tips and the tricks and how to look at approaching some of these musical pieces again.
Yeah, you know, it's a traditional folk art, and it's a discipline, you know, like any other thing, your instrument and all that different music, you know, some of it's pretty complex. So, yeah, they're working with the maestro from Los Camperos from California. Some of the best mariachis in Omaha are all working together, all joined together, and going to have a 15-piece group, and they're going to sound great. It's going to be an exciting event.
And it is such a wonderfully unique sound between the acoustic bass and the horns. With the guitar kind of leading the way, it's really neat.
Yeah, you know, it's a small orchestra. You know, this last year we played with the symphony the mariachi did, and that was really exciting. So, you know, yeah, you got the guitarrón, which is the bass. You know, we're gonna have the two trumpets. I think we got like 8 or 9 violins, the vihuela, you know, the little guitar,
sure.
And the classical guitar, the guitarra de golpe. So it's gonna be a full ensemble.
Oh, that's really neat. So that's Thursday night at the Ralston Arena.
Yes, it is.
What happens on Friday?
Well, then Friday, you know, kind of our public, you know, initial kickoff, you know, everything's right there on historic South 24th Street, and we'll have a Mexican group come in, you know, a little concert, but, you know, we'll have almost everything set up. We don't have the entire carnival set up, but that'll be kind of our soft opening on Friday with the, you know, the carnival, vendors, food. I know you and I were talking about good Mexican food.
We were.
So there's going to be a lot of food down there. We've got a whole block full of vendors, tons of food.
Oh, that's magnificent. And so then, as you mentioned, soft opening on Friday, but then Saturday, boy, it's full bore.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's full bore, like you said. And then, you know, we were talking about the parade. The parade kind of kicks it off at 10 a.m. You know, that goes from D Street all the way to L. It's about a whole mile. And on both sides, parking's kind of, you know, you got to come a little early, get some parking, but the parade will kick off. And then from there, we got groups, you know, starting at 12 o'clock, and we'll have live music. We're also going to have the CHI Health Fair that will also be at 12 o'clock. And the parade, we call it the Wells Fargo Parade also.
Sure, so. Sure. But I wanted to mention about the CHI Health Fair there, because a little bit of community outreach there. There's an opportunity to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, take care of your kids. Not everybody has the opportunity to interact with healthcare professionals on
Correct.
A regular basis. So here's not necessarily a super in-depth physical, but an opportunity to talk to somebody about, hey, you know, by the way, this has kind of been bothering me. What do you think of that? And maybe get a little guidance.
Yeah, definitely. There'll be a lot of professionals there and individuals, so definitely can come down. It'll be right there at 24th and M. Parking's kind of, you know, again, a little bit of an issue, but, you know, people eventually get there. So all the way from L to P Street will be entirely full. Then you got the plaza, there'll be stuff, little kids area, again, food and all kinds of different vendors. To kind of kick off our group, we have a Santana tribute band called Oye Como Va. That'll kick off at 12 o'clock. It's the full lineup with the percussion and everything, great singers. So that'll be a great way to kick off our first live entertainment group on Saturday.
One of my favorite concerts of all time was Santana, by the way. He was incredible. And then Sunday, it continues, because that is actually Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Sunday, we'll kick off with we call it a mariachi mass. again, going back to a little bit of that tradition. And so there'll be a mass. It'll be in Spanish, but it'll be right there on the plaza, and that whole plaza parking lot will be filled. But the mariachi will be conducting that. And then from there, the food's getting ready again, start cooking at 12, and we'll continue the festivities with, you know, the carnival and all the different other things that are going on that day.
It's a great time to celebrate, and just looking ahead to next year. Next year is 100 years of celebrating Hispanic tradition, the very first festival documented in 1920, and next year will be the 100th anniversary of that. So you think this one's huge. Next year, it's just going to blow doors. It's amazing. There's more information at CincoDeMayoOmaha.com. You can get schedules and directions. Park your car, walk a little bit, and thank you, Marcos Morrow, Festival Coordinator, for joining me. Morning Edition continues now.